Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explained well with Christelle. We do it every afternoon at 10 past 6. It is 10 past 6. So we're going to have a quick chat about what happened on Monday.
Yeah, so we started the discussion Monday about the private prosecution by former President Jacob Zuma of News 24 journalist Karen Maughan and state prosecutor Billy Downer. So I thought we can maybe unpack that a bit and then look at what does it take to prove a crime.
Because essentially, the former president is taking these people to court, saying you've committed a crime against me by leaking my personal private information, and they've said all we did was report on something that had been filed in court papers. It was out in the public domain already. So essentially, from what I understand, that's the fight.
Exactly. But this is a private prosecution of a private criminal prosecution. So it becomes really interesting because, so let's say if theoretically medical information was leaked and that this caused the former president harm. Harm is one of the components to prosecuting a crime. You have to prove harm. If he can prove harm, that's good and well, but then you have a civil claim.
It's not a criminal claim.
You still haven't fully proved a criminal case.
Maar dis verskillende goed daai.
Dis die ding. So die komponente van om 'n misdaad suksesvol te vervolg. En in 'n private vervolging neem jy die rol van die staat aan.
Ja.
So dit word jou rol dan. There, in international law, there is about 4 common criminal elements, and South African law is based on international and criminal law. There can be 5, but let's look at 4 elements. There has to be a criminal act.
So criminal iets gedoen het.
Iets wat onwettig is.
Ja.
Ek dink klaar, daar is hy klaar in die moeilikheid. Want hierdie was klaar in die openbare bestek, was klaar in hofdokumente. Maar okay, so you need criminal act, criminal intent.
Yes.
There has to be an intent. There has to be concurrence, which essentially, it gets a bit complicated, but it speaks to, it speaks to capacity. So I had the capacity to commit a crime and this occurred at the same time as that this crime. So I wasn't mentally out of my mind. I wasn't a minor child. I committed this crime.
Yes.
Causation, harm, and attendant circumstances. So there's a couple of things. You have to prove all of this. And this is the first catch. You have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
And that's a legal term, saying that if you put the evidence to sort of anyone, they would come to the same conclusion.
There can be no other view than that they acted criminally, they intended to act criminally, that caused you harm, there's causation, there's all these elements. Apart from that, though, so I'm not convinced that he has what he needs to meet the criteria.
Me neither. Mm.
Apart from that, I think he moved too soon. In order to have a private prosecution of a crime, the NPA has to issue a certificate saying that the state will not be prosecuting this.
Ons gaan dit nie doen nie. Jy kan dit op jou eie gaan doen.
They haven't issued the certificate. So what happened Monday was a postponement to next year, if this case is going to continue, pending the process that Karen Maughan and Billy Downer have said, where they've said there's no certificate. So it's a moot point. It's a moot point. We shouldn't be here.
I'll be honest, the moment I heard about this case, I thought it was it's nonsense that doesn't stand any grounds of succeeding. But the thing is, hierdie goed, they're often overseas called slap suits, where they're used to silence people simply because you don't have the resources to go to court to defend yourself.
Yeah.
So you'd rather back down than pay the lawyers and sit in court and go through the entire process. Want as ek nie baie geld het nie, en iemand kom sê vir my, jy weet, jy gaan nou in die hof verskyn op hierdie ding en ek gaan dit maande uittrek want ek het baie geld en jy het nie.
Ewe
skielik kan jy jouself nie verdedig nie. So you're just like, okay, I'll go away. I'm sorry about what I did.
Okay, can I just raise 2 points, though? If it were you that were in that situation where your medical issues were then published in public, would you feel that someone had acted criminally? And number two, do you have Barry Bateman's number so we can call? And maybe AfriForum can represent the former president because they do public prosecutions, right? So maybe this is one of those that they can pick up.
The point at the end of the day is if the stuff is filed in a court paper, then it's public. That is what the very definition of it is. It appears before the court. We are all allowed to know what happens in court process in our country. It becomes a public thing. So if that's what they published, then it's public. then why are we having an argument?
And if someone who was sentenced to a crime, who is a prisoner of the state, appealed, it's in the public domain.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I'll be honest, I agree. I can't see this going forward very far. Maar ons sal sien. It's uitgesteld tot volgende jaar. So we'll see what's going to happen.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.